K-K-K-K-H-H-P-P-P. Put your seatbelt on and prepare for a ride. I've got a lot of information I want to share with you, and I'm going to take the next 10 days to make sure I present that information to you. Let's get this series of podcasts started with, I'm going to address what's streaming live on Facebook right now with regard to entitlements on your day off. Now, needless to say, yeah, I've done this show about 8 or 9 times, but while it's relevant right now, I'm going to respond via this podcast. Article 8, with respect to non-scheduled days. This is one of the only times in your contract or the contract interpretation manual you're going to read the words no entitlements. And before we talk about the phrase no entitlements, we have to define exactly what that means. Now, again, I'm not even beginning to sit here like I'm some lit professor or anything other than a student of the game. When you are told no entitlements, when you understand no entitlements, that sounds rather absolute to me. That does not sound like no entitlements, but you get to share ABC. It's not what I'm hearing. No entitlement means you are at the mercy of whatever it is you just decided to do. Now, the one thing I want to say with respect to no entitlements in line or pertain to our contract in Article 8, if your contract says your overtime is by building or by tour, you will work anywhere where they need you to work on overtime. If your overtime is a little more specific, that the list will go by sections, well, within that section, no entitlements means that's where you're going to be at any point or any place or any position available in that section. Now, I hope I made that clear. And again, these are not my writings. This is just me understanding what was written.
Entitlement.
The state or condition of being.
Entitlement.
A right to benefits specified specifically by law or contract.
Entitlement.
Belief that one is deserving of or entitled to certain privileges. See, it's very important that we understand definition of words or the manner of the context in which they're used, because it will help us understand the contract that was written to protect our work rights.
Our work
now,
rights.
You have to understand there's going to be some things in your contract that go in favor of management. Because if you think that anybody at the national level sits down with an agenda all in favor of the mail handler and they go through a contract negotiation with postal headquarters, if you think everything that was on their agenda is going to be in your contract, then you need to rethink the process, because that's just not how it works. So here's a case here on overtime, where if you come in on your non-scheduled day, it is understood you have no entitlements. And if you understand or have a working definition of entitlements, then it's not hard for you to understand that, okay, I may be asked to do something different today within my section if you're in Columbus, Ohio, or within the tour if that's what your contract overtime calls for. Now that you have that information, you can make an informed decision. Well, do I want to be on the overtime desire list? Or better yet, it makes mail handlers look at the job in strange perspectives. And let me break it down to what I like to call its finest compound. What job in that building in your section is so horrible that even for time and a half pay, you don't want to do it? I mean, let's call it what it really is. I understand that every day you like being at Station A. If the post office is going to pay you an additional premium to come in to be placed anywhere within that section, what job is so horrible that even at time and a half, you don't want to do it?
I hate loading that damn app.
See, it gets back to how we make up our own interpretation of what's written. We play the game of, okay, even though we're all on overtime, since everything is equal, seniority comes back into the play. I say, not a chance. Not if you give up entitlements. And again, we're only talking about one day. So when I keep saying give up entitlements, that doesn't mean your 30 years of mail handling seniority that you exercise on every day. If you want time and a half, it is agreed between postal headquarters and your national union office that you give up entitlements just on that day. Come on, folks. It ain't that hard. But we go into it like, well, okay, since everybody here is on overtime, we're going to make seniority important. Wrong answer. Doesn't matter on that day because nobody in that group has entitlements. So therefore, the most junior person on the overtime non-scheduled day can always be given a better job or a more preferential job than the senior person on overtime that day, and there should be no argument. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, you gotta actually think, unless that supervisor is being immature, they will not give a preferential job under any circumstance to a junior person. But understand, if they don't do that, they don't really understand what's going on, but they are exercising their autonomy to do or not to do that. I'm sure postal management don't really understand that, but as per the contract, that's what's taking place. And you know, we as mail handlers have to lean more into what's actually written in our contract and get away from, because he said it, that makes it so. Because he probably never knew, but because we liked we went with what he said. I'm going to tell you something. Over the next 10 days, again, I'm going to get back into our contract and give you more contractual podcasts. Because there is so much shit going on in the mail handler craft that we believe is right, that is so wrong. But because it's been happening so long, we've given up a fight for it. Well, I'm putting on the gloves. You know, I'm strapping up the hands. I'm putting on the gloves because I'm going to bring that fight back to the podcast by way of giving you more contractual information. Now, you got to understand something. The information I'm going to share with you will come out of your national agreement. The information I'm going to share with you will come off of the national page for the Mail Handlers Union. See, I'm not bringing anything new to this game. I'm going to try to bring a different emphasis to it because I think that we've gotten to a place in our union where we just put information out. Not important if people read it and act on it. It's just important for us to say we put the information out. And I want to tell you, I'm one of them people that if the information is put out and I have access to it, then I'm going to make it my business to make sure I inundate you with this new information. Because again, a lot of it, well, not a lot of it, all of it coming out of our national office is designed to help us. And these provisions are in place, but we don't know. The locals are not doing a real good job penetrating that information out to the craft. So I'm going to pick it up and do what I can to make sure information from the national is being put out so that it's more than just hung on the bulletin board. It's going to be repeated on this podcast. And that's going to bring this noon podcast to a close. But mail handlers, you got to understand something. Either we're going to fight or we're going to give up the fight. And when I say fight, understand, I'm talking administratively, contract compliance. That's the fight that I want to champion. You know, just on the subject, well, again, we're about to shut this down. Right now, there's an election going on at the national level. And I see the names of persons running for or campaigning for these positions. But I want to leave you with a question tonight or this afternoon. What are the positions and how do filling of those positions help your local or your branch or your national by selecting? Do you know what those positions are responsible and accountable to the overall National Postal Mail Handlers Union organization? And it might be something you want to look up because it's going to help you better decide who you think will fill the position better. See, here goes some more of that. Hey, just check the box and send it in. Let's vote for the most popular. Let's vote for the least popular. I'm just saying, come on, if we start to increase our IQ on the national matrix with respect to elected positions, if we start doing that with our national postal union, we'll start doing that on a much larger scale. And that's the real end result that I'm after. Have a great day. And again, Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, going to be coming at you a little more consistently for the next 10 days, but this is what I do.